Welcome to the daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is part of a series on selected readings from Henry Nouwen's book, The Way of the Heart, Connecting with God Through Prayer, Wisdom, and Silence. This week we're reading from the chapter on solitude. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. Mindful breathing lets our bodies and minds know that we are becoming quiet and still. It allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. The purification and transformation that take place in solitude manifest themselves in compassion. Compassion is hard because it requires the inner disposition to go with others to the place where they are weak, vulnerable, lonely, and broken. The purification and transformation that take place in solitude manifest themselves in compassion. Compassion is hard because it requires the inner disposition to go with others to the place where they are weak, vulnerable, lonely, and broken. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a memory or feeling comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? The purification and transformation that take place in solitude manifest themselves in compassion. Compassion is hard because it requires the inner disposition to go with others to the place where they are weak, vulnerable, lonely, and broken. in this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision or new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. The purification and transformation that take place in solitude manifest themselves in compassion. Compassion is hard because it requires the inner disposition to go with others to the place where they are weak, vulnerable, lonely, and broken. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer, or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. I also invite you to visit the Sacred Pilgrim Facebook page and share your word or phrase and what came up for you today. God, we thank you for showing us compassion as we seek you through the discipline of solitude. As we learn to see and accept ourselves in our own brokenness, may we have the courage to sit compassionately with others, without judgment and with greater empathy. We pray this in Jesus' name, amen.